I'm Dee Mae Roberts, and we were just listening to some music from The Color Purple, adapted from Alice Walker's classic novel. It's opening at Portland Center Stage this week, and we'll talk with music director Darius Smith later on in the show. So welcome, though, to this membership drive edition of Station Studio. We're going to talk with veteran director William Earl Ray about his work on the Obie Award-winning play Skeleton Crew by Dominique Morisseau at Artist Repertory Theater. Stay tuned. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. Artist Repertory Theater kicked off its new season with the Obie Award-winning play Skeleton Crew by Dominique Morisseau. It runs through September 30th, folks, Wednesdays through Sundays, and it is got a dream cast. It has got a dream cast, and it's a wonderful play. The cast was Shelley B. Shelley, Vin Chambry, Tamara Lynn, and Bobby Bermea. Oh, it's just... I can't sing enough praises about this show. Let's talk about it, though. With me in the KBOO studio right now is the director, my guest right now, William Earl Ray, otherwise known as Bill. Welcome back to Station Studio, Bill.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Well, I want to say congrats, because after Two Trains Running at Passin' Art, I thought, well, you know, he's... Pretty damn good. So let's see what this is. And I love Two Trains, and now you've done it again with Skeleton Crew. The play is set in 2008 at one of the last auto plants in Detroit. The show follows the stories of the last remaining factory workers who are living paycheck to paycheck. Bill, you describe playwright Dominique Morisseau. I got the name right?
Yes, yeah. Dominique, yes.
Dominique, as a poetic writer. What drew you to this particular play of her, Skeleton Crew?
Well, you know, I was running a theater company about a year and a half ago, and in that position, you have to read a lot of plays. And I got an opportunity to read the trilogy. I had already done one of her plays.
Well, she has a Detroit trilogy.
She has a Detroit trilogy, uh-huh. And this is one of the trilogy. This is the third in the trilogy. And I had already done, as an actor, I had done... Sunset Baby, which I really enjoyed doing, and then I got an opportunity to read the other three, and out of that, when I got to Skeleton Crew, I was like, wow, you know, this is very interesting, and I thought her writing had gotten stronger as a writer, and the storyline was really, really set at a place that she knew a lot about, or she found out about, you know, in regards to the auto industry.
And in Detroit itself.
And in Detroit, yeah. And her being a Detroit native as well.
Well, I just want to shout out that we are Facebook streaming live. Was it a Facebook live streaming? That's what it is. Facebook live. Hello, everybody. If you're on Facebook right now on the KBOO page, you can check us out. We're talking. You can see our faces. So it's radio on video. So so you describe just so beautifully what her play, you know, really brings out these characters. It really is a character-driven play.
It
you
is.
See, you meet four people with very deep stories. You know, each with their own, you know, dilemma about what to do if this plant closes. And I just really don't think, you know, Shelley B. Shelley, who plays Faye in it, who's working towards retirement, she said she had a personal connection to the factory workers in Detroit.
Yes.
Yeah. Have any connection to Detroit or just what it's like to...
Only from the car that I bought. over the years, the only connection that I, as somebody, when they asked me that question, the only connection that I've had to Detroit, of course, was growing up with the sound of Motown.
Yeah, which plays throughout the show, too.
Yeah. So that's my connection to it, and I know that Berry Gordy, who was Motown, he started as most blacks who migrated to that area. That's what drew them there was the industry, and this place surrounds itself around the fact of how 20,000 plus African Americans lost their jobs and the Great Recession during that time frame, you know, and
in 2008,
and people knew about it. They knew it was coming, and they did nothing about it to stop it, you know. And I think that's what this play, it surrounds itself around that.
People who are caught up
premise.
In that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I come from a millworking family, and I put myself through college through working in canneries and mills, actually, you know.
Yes.
And I just don't think there's enough about blue-collar workers, you know, in not just in films, but in plays as well. And that, I think this play really captured what it's like to, you know, to live day by day on this schedule and to be proud of this work and
exactly.
to identify with this work. And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, it's not. I think that you're right. There aren't not.
It's good, hard work.
It is good, hard work, you know. And I think that we forget about that segment of our society, you know, the working class people, you know. There's a play some years ago that it's called Nickel and Dime.
Yes, yes.
That deals with that sort of situation, mm-hmm. you know. We just don't think about the common working people, you know, and
how does Skeleton Crew honor, you know, the workers and their stories?
I think that with the fact that she tells this story about these four people and how it represents what they went through and how to move forward, I think it's this play ends on a good on an upbeat. It doesn't end on a downbeat.
It doesn't. No. And actually, after the talk back, Bobby Bermeja said one thing he really loved about this play is that nobody died.
Yeah.
Which happens a lot with cultural stories, right?
You know? Somebody is going to end up.
Yeah,
on
and
the slab,
everybody's
yes.
going to be sad. And, and we're going to live off this suffering. But this is about actually finding joy.
This is actually truly about finding joy and about respect, about loyalty, about endurance, you know, about family. You know, all that stuff is in this place.
And about them being a family.
And about them, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And they are, and they were.
We can't forget that this is like really dangerous work. You know,
yes.
You've got the dancers above, you know, I'm not giving anything away, but there's some really poetic choreography to the show. But in reality, you know, when you're on the assembly line, you could lose an arm, you could lose a finger, you could lose your life.
They represent the automation of the factory, the dancers do.
Yeah,
and they do it very well.
Oh, it's beautiful work.
I have to give a shout out to Kimba. Shannon, who is the choreographer for that, she and I had a long talk conversation about what I felt that this was should be about, and also that conversation took place among all the staff, you know, about what I felt this should be about, and we have a great staff. We have a great staff for this show.
Yeah.
Everybody brought their A game to this production.
But you know, it just seems like when I was. Drawing the, you know, the metaphor of family, when you are under these kind of conditions, when it's kind of life-threatening, you know, it really bonds people, you know, because you depend on each other.
I think so. I think that because I think that's what we had in this relationship with this staff, this entire staff,
Artist Rep,
mm-hmm. they believed in this project, and everybody wanted to make sure that everything was, you know, right. You know, and that's what I enjoyed about the whole relationship there is that it was just like a family.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that way for a long time as far as I'm concerned because I think the people have changed, but the relationships in terms of being a family has not changed.
Yeah.
The attitude has not changed.
Yeah. Well, it's beautiful work, and I want to congratulate you again on directing Skeleton Crew by Dominique Morisseau and directed by William Earl Ray. The play runs through September 30th, Wednesdays through Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays at 2 p.m. All shows are at Artist Rep Theater, Morrison Stage. That's located at 1515 Southwest Morrison Street in Portland. For tickets, call 503-241-1278. And you can visit artistrep.org for tickets as well. But you know what? We have a pair of tickets to the first caller. You can get these premium tickets by calling now at 1-877-500-5266. Bill, in the time remaining, what is in store for you next? Where are you going? What are you doing?
Well, a couple of things. I go back to Texas to direct a piece called Lonely Planet. for a company called Amphibian Theater there, which I just got that job just a week ago. And then I, from there, I come back here.
What are you doing here?
I'm going to be working for Passing Art again.
Yes.
Company, and I'm doing a play called The No Play.
Oh, and that's going to be in January, right?
That'll be February.
Oh, February.
Well,
okay.
It opens March.
Oh, in March.
So
okay.
It starts rehearsals in February and opens in March and runs through April.
So being Asian American, I think of No as in Japanese theater, but you just, what is No as far as the No?
Well,
N-O-H versus N-O.
Well, I don't want to get a title away because we're working under the title, the working title, which is the No Play.
Okay.
And then when you get to the theater, you get the real name of the play.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. We'll have to check that out, definitely. And I'm glad you're coming back.
I'll say the playwright's name is John Henry Redwood.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, he's had a long relationship with Passing Art as well as you have.
Yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And good to have you back, and I'm glad you're doing another show here.
Thank you.
Well, William Earl Ray, Bill, so great to talk with you again. And, kudos to everything, and thank you for joining us live today.
Thank you.
On stage and studio. Yeah.
Great to be back.
And that was another little snippet from The Color Purple, and that's happening at Portland Center Stage at the Armory, and that's going to be opening this weekend. It opens September 21st, it's previews this week, runs through October 28th, Portland Center Stage at the Armory. For tickets, call 503-445-3700 or visit pcs.org. And I have all that info at stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio. However, through a technical challenge here, we were not able to reach Darius Smith, so we are actually, my guest, William Earl Ray, has so much talent and such a veteran director and actor that we could talk to him for hours and hours. So he agreed to stay. And he's the director of the Skeleton Crew at Artist Rep currently. And if you haven't had a chance to see that show, it's running till September 30th, Wednesdays through Sundays at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays at 2 p.m. And it's such a fantastic show. And that's more info at artistrep.org. Bill, thank you for staying here and doing another segment with us on stage and studio. You know, we were talking about Skeleton Crew a little bit after we finished. We thought we finished the show. But you have a lot of history with some of the folks that are some of the actors that you're working with, don't you?
I've known Shelley for about 14 years, and have worked with her on a few shows. And when this opportunity came up, she was really happy to be a part of it. And
this part is almost written for Shelley B. Shelley, who plays Faye, retiree.
She's done a wonderful job with this role. I actually met Bobby.
Bobby Bermea.
Yeah, Bermea. I met him back in 1999, 2000 at Artist Rep. I was doing a production as an actor. I was working under the direction of Alice Noss.
Alan Noss.
He was actually the artistic director at the time. He directed me in a production of Raisin in the Sun.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And that was my first time working at Artist Rep. I had worked in Portland long before that. But it was my first time there. And then I came back and I did a production of, directed a production of Ain't Misbehaving for Artist Rep. Now, the story is that Vin Chambry,
who is also a fantastic actor
this production, he was made to come to see us. He was a young kid at the time.
Yeah.
And he had gotten in trouble and he had two options, either. I'm not sure if it was jail or not. But
are you sure Vin wants you to tell this story?
I think so, because everybody knows about it. It changed his life. Seeing Ain't Misbehaving
Theater
changed his
really
life.
Changed. Oh, yeah. Seeing the show.
Seeing the show did. Changed
okay.
his life. Which
Power
which,
of theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've worked a lot of jobs over the years to sustain an income by doing to work in this business, and one of the jobs that I worked at was working at a institution for young people, juvenile detention center. And when my boss found out that I was involved in theater, she asked me if I would put on a play with these young people. And it wasn't easy, I'll tell you. I mean, these kids had never done theater before, but there was something about being able to communicate with them. And I did a play, which is being done by Profile Theater this year, called Fires in the Mirror, mm-hmm. where I got all these young people to do, and all young men to do roles where they crossed over and played women and or they, you know.
And that's what, the Anna DeVere Smith.
Yes, piece, work, you know. Yeah. And it theater can change lives. And they do it a lot in prisons. Bring theater into the fold, and they also do it in juvenile detention centers around the country now to get young people involved.
There's something about taking on the role of another person that draws empathy for somebody outside of yourself, and there's also something about going out of yourself to do something different, to get, you know, and that's how I feel whenever I act. There's something about that enlivens and helps you to, you know.
Well, there's a dark spot in all of us. We all have that dark spot, and sometimes we don't want to expose that, but
right.
in this field, we're able to do that. Sometimes people who have that dark spot in them and they take a role on, they're afraid to allow that to come to the forefront. But it's like, well, you know, you asked for it, so you better, you know. Yeah, you're able to go to places that you normally wouldn't be able to go to.
Well, I really appreciate you, you know, talking further about just the meaning of theater and the importance of it and how it can change lives.
Yeah.
And your connection to Artist Rep has gone a long way, but also that you might be moving to Portland, that you're working towards a move because you're going to do another show in February with Pass on Art Theater.
Yes.
And I hope you do, Bill. You know, you have a long connection to Portland, and we certainly need you. And if my say has anything, you know, to do with anything, you know, I'd like to vote for you to move here.
Well,
yeah, I cast my vote.
I'm getting a lot of those votes.
Well, I think it's going to be unanimous. So, Bill, William Ulrey, Bill, thank you again for staying longer and talking with us today. And one more shout out for The Skeleton Crew by Dominique Morisseau, directed by William Ulrey. Runs through September 30th at Artists Rep. Find out more info at artistsrep.org or stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio. And that's it for Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. Thank you, Bill, again for joining me.